KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet with patchy fog. Tonight, north winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. And Wednesday, north winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today northwest winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet with patchy fog. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet with patchy fog. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. And Wednesday, north winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 8 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, diminishing to 20 in the afternoon, seas 13 feet with snow. Tonight, west winds 20 knots in the evening, becoming variable 10, seas 7 feet. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, scattered rain and snow showers before 10 a.m. Patchy fog, otherwise partly sunny with highs near 42. Northwest winds around 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. Tonight, patchy fog before 1 a.m. Otherwise mostly cloudy with lows around 35. Northwest winds around 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20. And Wednesday, partly sunny with highs near 41. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a low tide at 5:23 a.m. at 2 feet 8 inches, a high at 10:55 a.m. at 5 foot, and a low at 5:23 at 1 foot. Your sun rose at 6:48 this morning and your sun will set at 10:29, bringing us up to 15 hours and 41 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Whoa, whoa. You know I'm almost grown.
Whoa, whoa.
Yeah, and I'm doing all right in school.
Not a thing.
They ain't said I broke no rules.
Not a thing.
I ain't never been in Dutch.
Not a thing.
I don't browse around too much.
Not a thing.
Don't bother me, leave me alone. In town, but I done married and settled down.
took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Seasons of my life. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I've built my life around you, but time made you both. Children get older, and I'm getting older too.
We'll be right back. so fine. She's the best girl that I ever had. Sometimes she's gonna make me feel so bad.
Someone else loving, touching, squeezing. She's the queen of the silver dollar, and she rules this smoky kingdom. And a scepter is a wine glass, and a bar stool is a throne. And the jesters, they flock around her, and they fight to win her favors and see which one will take the queen of the silver dollar. She arrives in all her splendor every night at 9 o'clock. And her chariot is a crosstown bus that stops right down the block. The old piano minstrel plays a song as she walks in. And the queen of the silver dollar, she's home again. She's the queen of the silver dollar, and she rules the smoky kingdom. And a scepter is a wine glass, and a bar stool is a throne. And the jesters flock around her and fight to win her favors and see which one will take the queen. Slightly torn, and her sparkling jewels are rhinestones, and her shoes are scuffed and worn. From the many roads she's traveled and the wondrous sights she's seen, and I watch her and I pray to God save the queen.
She's the queen of the city. She rules the smoky kingdom, and her scepter is a wine glass, and the bar stool is a throne. And the jesters flock around her and fight to win her favors and see which one will take the queen of the silver dollar home.
The silver dollar is not as haughty as she seems. She was once an ordinary girl with ordinary dreams. But I found her and I won her and I brought her to this world. Yes, I'm the man who made her queen of a simple country girl.
She's the queen of the silver dollar, and she rules the smoky kingdom. And the scepter is a wine glass, and the bar stool is a throne. And the jesters flock around her and fight to win her favors and see which one will take.
Spring, blue, green colors fade. From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. Gold has been valued by humans for at least 7,000 years. The earliest gold items were found in Bulgaria from the 5th millennium BC. The first mines were likely in the ancient African kingdom of Nubia. Egyptians created great wealth and great art from gold. Gold is valuable because it's so unusual. It's very dense, even denser than lead. It's very durable, yet also very soft. It's the most malleable metal. We can roll it into sheets thin enough to transmit light. And it's an excellent conductor of both heat and electricity. Gold miners noticed two other curious properties. Most gold is found in quartz, and it's often found in earthquake zones. Scientists wondered, could the two be connected? So they set up an experiment to find out. They immersed quartz crystals in a solution of water and gold ions. Then they subjected the tank to 20 Hertz sound waves, simulating an earthquake. The sound pressure triggered the piezoelectric properties of quartz. When subjected to physical stress, it produces an electrical current. The electric charge drew the gold out of the water solution to clump on the quartz. That gold carried the current because it's such an excellent conductor and drew more gold to clump onto it. This may explain why the largest gold nuggets are found on quartz. And if we could attract it to an electric current, it just might be a new way to prospect for gold. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more Earth Date episodes or to support this program, visit earthdate.org.
Thank you. can hear her scream, hear her disgrace, and she slams the door in his drunken face. And now he stands outside, and all the neighbors start to gossip and drool. He cries, oh girl, you must be mad. What happened to the sweet love you and me had? Against the door he leans and starts a scene, and his tears fall and burn in garden green. And so castles made of sand fall in the sea eventually. A little Indian brave who before he was 10 played war games in the woods with his Indian friends. And he built a dream that when he grew up he would be a fearless warrior Indian chief. Many moons passed, and more the dream grew stronger, till tomorrow he would sing his first war song and fight his first battle. But something went wrong, surprise attack killed him in his sleep that night. And so castles made of sand melts into the sea eventually. Was a young girl whose heart was a bound, cause she was crippled for life, and she couldn't speak a sound, and she wished and prayed she could stop living, so she decided to die. She drew a wheelchair to the air, jumped ashore, and to her leg she smiled, "You won't hurt me no more." But then a sight she never seen made her jump and say, "Look, a golden winged ship is passing my way." And it really didn't have to stop, it just kept on going. And so castles made of sand slips into the sea eventually.
Tied up, taken away, and held for ransom. Oh, you don't really matter to me, baby. Everybody's had to fight to be free, sins of hate. Turn it like a refugee. Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumigin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumigin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Shumigin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumigin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumigin Corporation. Hometown values and service. A proud sponsor of KSDP.
My dragon in a land of concrete.